Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go, brother.
Let's just get them all out.
Where we at?
Nola.
What we doing?
Drinking.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole and her girlfriend there. So yesterday I was working on some best ofs while we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept asking Nicole where we were at in the best ofs. And that's all that came to my head.
Yeah.
I go, all right, where are we at? And she goes, doing best of.
What we do? That's
working.
Awesome. Oh, man.
She said that she got a whole bunch of those sent to her.
I think she did.
But because of her lack of believing in the show and caring about the show, she doesn't share it with us.
What? Oh, no, we don't hear you. Go ahead.
It is literally on our Instagram, so do not play that this early in the morning.
Oh.
What's on our Instagram?
The video of that someone sent me.
Yeah, but you said you got more. Like, you got someone that was hungover.
I mean, it's the same person.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
By the way, when she says don't play that game with me, that
I got
scares me. That just scares me when you say it.
My coffee is not done yet, so really don't play that.
Like, if I say don't play that with me, you probably giggle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when Nicole says it, we're like, okay.
You. She may curb, you know, stop me.
Oh. Why do you have that reputation? And that's your go-to move. I don't know.
It's a stereotype.
Like her wrestler moves
and the shaved head. Yeah. There you go.
How late were you out last night at the Rita Ora, Kim Petras, Madison Beer show at the Rooftop?
I probably got home around 11:30.
Oh, wow, that's late.
I left at 9:30.
That's late, too.
And Nicole was still whipping a nay nay.
You didn't even get that much sleep. You don't care? You're okay with that?
Yeah, well, like, I didn't, as long as I don't drink, you know, like, I can be tired and be fine.
Yeah.
It's when you're hungover. That's annoying.
You know what else she can do? She gets to go home and take a nap today because she doesn't have any kids.
Right.
Ooh.
I do not.
And she lives close to the station.
Because
There was nights where, like, when I was younger, I'd sleep at the station after events like that. Sleep on the couch in the morning show office, then wake up and roll in. That was the best.
No, that sounds awful.
It was good. There was no commute.
Because you're there.
Yeah.
quiet. Nobody there. Yeah.
So, the show was good?
Yeah, it was awesome.
And no big rain? I mean, I'm not going to lie. You looked at the radar.
Yeah.
It looked really bad.
We were a couple radar jockeys last night.
The radar was scary, and everybody had their phones out looking at the radar that was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So there were points in the night, and it didn't ever, like, really downpour on us. It rained before, and I'm sure it rained after. But during the actual shows, everyone was, like, hurrying things up and then slowing things down and then hurrying things up, you know. So everything was fine on stage. But
and
people were frantic.
It was a weird rain because I remember my boss would text and even Nicole be like, it's not raining in Uptown. And I live a few blocks from Uptown. I'm right here in South End.
Less than a mile.
And I'm like, well, it's pouring at my house. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Well,
that's
our
pretty
boss,
close to you.
Our boss Quagmire has the ability to tell you that so that you come. He loves to surround himself with the show and stuff.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, nah, it's not going to rain. And then so I was going to. Because I really wanted to go last night. But I wasn't going to drive from Waxhaw uptown to a show that didn't go off till 9:30 and then get home at 11.
We were pretty on time. I'm not going to lie. We were pretty on time. And there was a ton of people there. Now, I will say this. If I'm being completely honest, on my way up, it was pouring. And I was literally sitting in my car going, I hate everyone, and our boss is full of it. And then I got there, and I had the best time.
Yeah. That's how a majority of our events are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, we got just torched in Waxhaw last night, finally, because we were missing so many storms.
Were you out, like, in the yard screaming, thank you?
Yeah. I was, like,
doing water angels in the puddles.
Come on! So, but the weird thing is, Monday night, there was another storm out in Waxhaw. But Waxhaw's huge, as you know. The Waxhaw I live in is right by the border of Met County. The downtown Waxhaw on Monday night, when I didn't get rain, like, they had trees knocked over and stuff from a storm.
Yeah, man.
And I got rain just north of you. Remember, I sent you a photo, and I'm like, hey, Manny, it's raining.
Yeah. Oh, man. My lawn, my thirsty lawn was very happy last night.
It's such a damn.
It really is. But it's the truth, Roy.
All right,
we got lots of surprises, lots of fun things happening. A celebrity stopping by to play Can't Beat Loren. We'll tell you who that is coming up after the weekend. And Kendrick Lamar on the MRL Show.
And Loren, Kiss 95.1.
What's coming up on today's show there, kids?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a big show. We got celebrities stopping by.
We sure do.
The one and only Rita Ora is going to be taking Loren down and can't beat Loren.
Yeah, we'll hope to give her a $100 Dunkin' gift card.
There was a little smack talking last night, too.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, during her meet and greet. She's like, I'm really good at pop culture.
She has a pretty thick British accent. Is that right?
Yes, and it's beautiful.
I can't wait to see hear and see that. We're also going to be on Facebook Live later, so you can watch it unfold. We have Kim Petras stopping by the studio. A lot of good things today.
Yeah,
man.
So Kim Petras, Madison Beers, and...
Oh, is Madison Beer?
No, Madison's not coming in. Oh,
no, okay. I was going to say they were all out last night at Rooftop 210 for a free girls' night out party. Good crowd last night? The rain didn't run people away?
No.
Good.
It was a great crowd.
Awesome. And the cool thing about Kim Petras is that she's very outspoken and very supportive of the LGBTQ community.
Good.
Yeah.
You know,
and I noticed Roy's wearing something
today. My Pride loci. I just got it in the mail yesterday.
Nicole's got hers on, too.
By the way, speaking of the LGBTQ community, I got a message yesterday sent to me, and it meant the world to me because I don't really ever get messages like this. A lot of times, surprisingly, I do get quite some hate messages,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get a lot of support messages, but I know they still support, people still support me. You know what I mean? But no one really ever kind of vocalizes it. But I got a random message yesterday.
Because it's easier for people to troll than it is to say something nice sometimes. Yes.
This is from Nick, and he says, what's up, Roy? Just wanted to say I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. It's the best part of the morning. I'm 24, and I came out last September on my birthday to my family and friends. Best decision I've ever made. But the fact that you are on one of the biggest talk shows in Charlotte, you're a gay man and you're never ashamed of it, and you do a great job representing and giving the LGBTQ community a voice on a very important platform. It's just a real it's a real breath of fresh air. Keep it up, man. I'm sure you have an impact on so many people who feel the same way.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's such a nice message.
That's awesome.
So thank you, Nick. I really appreciate that. You know, I try. I live openly and honestly now, but I did for a good portion of our show. Not. I was very.
But I think the fact that you're in a long-term relationship with Sterling now is probably moved you to do it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
You're like more settled as a person, not just even in your sexuality, just like as a person, you know.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean.
You know, but there's not a lot of, I can't think of any radio, there's no other radio show host in this market that's gay, not that to my knowledge.
No, we own the monopoly with Nicole as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many radio hosts out there that's gay.
Well,
so.
Elvis.
Oh, yeah, he's in New York.
And Seacrest isn't.
No,
out.
He's not. I'll stop.
That's funny, Nicole. Laugh. I always look to Nicole up on our TV screen. We could see her in the other studio two doors down, and I always see if she's laughing or not.
She's annoyed half the time.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. So thank you for that kind message, Nick. It really brightened up my day.
Good, bud. Good. I know that when you came out, it meant a lot to a lot of people. So
this show will always be a safe place for everyone.
Right.
Be yourself. Have fun.
And Kim Petras today has just after 9. I'm sure we'll have an interesting story for us, too. And we'll talk to her about the
LGBTQ, yeah. We got it.
We'll see if we can't get the T before the B. Move that T up with Kim Petras. Roy, you got your loci on, though. Now, that came in the mail yesterday. Now, you bought locis on a two-for-one deal.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, Groupon, they had like 10... loci bracelets for $8, which is unheard of. Yeah. I don't even know how that's legal, by the way.
I think one loci bracelet usually goes for about $18.
Yeah, and so I bought it because it looked like the Pride one was in it. It was the Make-A-Wish loci. It was colorful, but it wasn't the Pride one. So I went ahead and spent the $18.
Right.
And got my loci.
Good.
It's beautiful.
Cool. All right. Thanks to everyone for coming out last night to the... Kiss 95.1 Girls Night Out at the Rooftop. Once again, Rita Ora will be in at 7:35 this morning to play Can't Beat Loren. Up next, though, we got to tell you about a woman who was living next to someone and found a major surprise. about the person that she lived next to. We'll tell you in less than 8 minutes.
This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
So a woman spent 7 years hunting for her long-lost sister, only to discover that it was her next-door neighbor.
Really?
Yep, she noticed this after spotting her name on a delivery. Hillary Harris knew that her sibling was Dawn Johnson, and then noticed the name on a package that the UPS guy brought to her, because Dawn wasn't home. Stunned, she asked her sibling, Dawn Johnson, who's 50. She was 30, so 20 years older. And they discovered that they shared the same father.
So hang on. So she's been trying to find her sister, and she's been next door the whole time. And
for 7 years.
And when she saw the name, that's how she figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know her neighbors.
Apparently not.
Neither do I.
No, but if you're looking for somebody, like, clearly she wasn't looking hard enough.
Right?
They were both adopted. So she began to search for her biological family when she became pregnant with her daughter Stella, now 7. Her adoption agency revealed that the names of her birth parents, but she was heartbroken to discover that her dad had died. And she also discovered that he had mentioned in the obituary, it was mentioned that his daughter's Dawn Johnson and Renee Derrick. So there's another daughter too, a sister. But yes, the main part here is that she lived for 7 years next to her sister without knowing. See, Roy, that's why you should talk to your neighbors.
You know, I don't know.
How are your new neighbors?
He doesn't know.
I don't know who any of my neighbors are.
The loud ones moved out.
Yeah, they're gone.
So everybody's quiet, all
everyone's
good?
Everyone's quiet, man. And the thing is,
you having problems with the neighbor?
At one time, yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, music neighbor, remember?
I remember Nicole having a problem with her neighbors, but not Roy.
Mine was a long time ago. That's okay. When I first moved in there.
Yeah, we had her call in.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah. It was okay. Like when I first moved in.
Yeah. But
no, I don't know any of my neighbors. In fact, JT, he works, he's like our production guy. He lives at my same apartment complex. And he's like, I had my second Roy sighting the other day.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, I've been there for 2 years.
I saw you.
I'm like Sasquatch. Yeah, you never know.
Once a year, you've made your quota now.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Shh, shh, shh. We will see the Roy walk to his car.
Oh, there he is. Take a photo.
There he is. Get a photo.
I can't get my camera jammed. That's how it is, man.
That's it. All right. So if you are a Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise fan, season 5, they've just released their cast for Bachelor in Paradise. So if you want to see the list of who you can watch starting August 7th, you can catch the full cast at kiss951.com.
Anybody that sticks out?
Yeah.
Nick Bale?
The model from this season, Jordan, made the list, and I don't think he's off the show yet.
Okay, good.
So, or maybe she sent him home this week. I haven't watched my DVR yet. All right, so Lindsay Lohan says that her partying girl days are dead. They're over. Mm. We haven't heard from her in a hot minute, but she is now the owner of a beach club in Greece.
I'm a workaholic, a shopaholic, and according to the state of California, an alcoholic.
There you go.
She says that people have to let go of her past and bring it up to the present because it's gone and it's dead. She also says she's working on 2 films along with some other ideas that she's developing as well.
Didn't she have an Oprah reality show?
She was doing something that had to do with like pranking people on social media, and that was a web series she was working on.
There was a reality show with Oprah, and not even Oprah could help her.
No, I remember she was what Loren was saying,
yeah.
And she was making the show and hoping somebody would pick it up.
Yeah,
and nobody wanted it.
Nobody
wanted it.
Kind of sad.
Hey, Biebs did that too. Remember, Biebs did that live thing with Seacrest where they were going door to door.
So stupid.
I probably think a network would have been interested in that, but I think the Biebs probably lost interest.
No, it aired.
Yeah.
For like an episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jersey Shore Family Reunion, of course, is having their fair share of problems. They just wrapped in Vegas, and Ronnie is having a load of issues with his baby mama, Jen.
Mm.
they've had some scuffles on and off the show. And then just recently, she was arrested for hitting him while he was driving in the car with a baby in the car as well.
Oh, no.
But he is telling his friends now that he's afraid of her, basically, that if he goes back to her, he'll be in danger. And something had. Did you guys see the story where she, after they got out of the car from this scuffle, she like pulled him to the back of the car using the seatbelt?
No.
It was she assaulted him. She's also asking for full custody of their daughter, so they're trying to work things out. But this is
sounds like a perfect reality TV show.
You know, I'd like to say that, but I really do. I don't think that this is manufactured for.
No, I don't think so either. But I think it's going to be great to see it on TV.
Yeah. We've got an inside source working on that.
Your brother.
Yeah.
Good.
Ariana Grande, she just released. Remember, she said she had a birthday gift, even though it was her birthday, for her fans. Well, she did come through and give us all a present, and it's a snippet of a new song called Raindrops.
When raindrops fell down from the sky, the day you left me, an angel cried.
Yeah, amazing. Not her voice. Amazing that she's not talking about Pete Davidson there.
Oh, she did.
She was. That she was did. Pete Davidson.
Oh.
she did post on Instagram yesterday as well that said, I have everything I ever wanted.
Good Ooh. For her. I hope that relationship works.
I do too.
Because she did not marry Pete Davidson for looks.
Well, they're not married just yet.
But she's a fit.
Not that we know of anyway, but right. It does happen. Yeah. Cardi being Offset.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's your dirty for now.
Quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about each state's favorite road trip food. We've got the map. Road trip food for each state. We'll discuss in 10 minutes.
Hey.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Just about an hour from now, international recording artist Rita Ora will be in here to play Can't Beat Loren. She played our Rooftop 210 Girls Night Out party last night. And, of course, she's going to hang out. We'll have a chat with her in her beautiful British accent.
Yeah,
hey, Roy, what's a Flying J?
That's a gas station.
Flying J Travel Centers?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. So Flying J analyzed the 20 most popular food and beverage items from last year's sales data and broke them down by each state.
Okay.
Based on when people pit stop at Flying J's, what is it that they have the most at different, you know, stops across the way in each state?
So, two questions. Are there Flying J's in every state?
I think so.
And what is it again? It's a gas station?
Yeah, but whenever I've seen them, I think they're more like a truck stop, to be honest.
Okay.
They're always like off the interstate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're always the travel ones.
Well, and by the way, I'm sorry, I want to correct myself. It's not just for Pilot. Flying J put this together, but it's not what you get at Flying J's because they didn't want to make it all about them. So they did more research and they broke it down to see what everybody's favorite grab and go item is when you're on a road trip.
Got it.
Okay.
So then they can cater cater to that in each state.
All right. So let's start obviously with North Carolina. North Carolina's favorite grab and go road trip item is Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would not have thought
Me
that.
Me either.
Guess
I
what?
I would not have thought that.
You jump across the border to South Carolina, same thing. Dunkin' Donuts coffee for North Carolina and South Carolina.
At least we're consistent.
Virginia?
Honey buns?
Ooh.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Two Dunkin' Donuts.
What? Two Dunkin' Donuts, cups of coffee?
No,
just
donuts.
Two Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Dunkin' Donuts sells donuts too.
Yeah,
the
actual
donut.
Yeah.
Lorenz, home state of Florida.
I don't know what they do down there.
Beef jerky. I just think of what I get when I go through.
Yeah. Bananas.
Okay.
Oh,
I can see that. I've done that before too.
Yeah.
My home state of New Jersey, Lay's classic potato chips.
Does anyone have pork rinds?
Oh, I bet somewhere out west has, or like Texas.
Yeah.
Or, pork rind seems like a Montana thing for some reason.
I'm looking.
Because I always see those at like gas stations and stops, and I'm like, who eats that? That's
Oh, pork rinds are good.
I'm not into flavored? Them. Yeah.
Corn dog is Missouri.
Ooh, I love a good corn dog.
Mississippi's a cup of ice.
What? A cup of ice?
I chew on ice when I'm driving. I know.
Y'all are crazy.
I'd rather chew on ice than a pork rind.
But some way, Illinois mac and cheese.
That's how do not you eat that and drive?
That's not a road trip food.
New Mexico is a side of mashed potatoes.
What?
Yes. These are the most popular road trip items last year.
When I'm in New Mexico, I don't think, I better get me some mashed potatoes.
This is what people order when they're jumping in their cars. Iowa, Busch Light 12-pack. Yeah, Iowa.
What? Guess where I'm not driving.
Iowa is beer.
California, Supreme Pizza Slice.
I can get down with that.
Look at, Roy, you're Texas.
Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, Pilot says that their coffee in Connecticut, Oregon, and South Dakota are tops. So they didn't even like really push their own product.
Mm-hmm.
They probably had a deal.
Georgia? Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, I like Dr. Pepper.
Tennessee, a healthy state. Water.
That surprises me. I don't think Tennessee would be a healthy state.
Right above Tennessee is Kentucky, Roy, and they love Pepsi.
Now, how is it that where Pepsi was founded in the Carolinas, if I'm not mistaken, like we are the Pepsi state. How are we not Pepsi, but Kentucky is?
I don't know. We're Dunkin'.
Also didn't know that Pepsi was founded here. The things you know.
At least that's what I've seen some billboards say. I don't know the exact truth to it. I'm not like a Pepsi historian.
How about Massachusetts? A side of corn.
A side of corn?
Yeah, that's their most sold road trip item.
How? How do you buy a side of corn?
Is it corn on the cob? Like, you can get that at KFC, right? Can't you get corn at KFC?
Yeah, but this is the Flying J Pilot.
Yeah, they said they did everyone. It wasn't just the Flying J.
No, it's they did. It is the Flying J's, Loren, but they didn't. They let.
So it's not all the Flying J.
It's not all Flying
products.
J products.
Yeah. Ah.
It's not like, oh, you should try our Flying J honey bands, because they can't say buns or something. Yeah.
Right,
they're,
right.
They're off-brand stuff.
Yeah, but when people swing by the Flying J, this is what they're buying.
Hmm.
And they sell corn? Okay.
How about in Michigan is the Mega Meat Pizza Slice.
You know, I did go to, was it with you? I think I was with you when we were driving back, and we saw that really nice gas station with the food.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It might have been on one of our big road trips.
When we were driving back from New Year's, probably.
Yeah, it was a really nice Flying J that had like hot fresh food, and
yeah,
they do have that.
Looks like Montana, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine don't have Flying J's. They're not playing.
Well, okay.
Really
Utah, donut large.
Donut large.
This is a large donut. I love the side of mashed potatoes in New Mexico.
And the corn.
And the corn, the side of corn is hilarious. In Ohio, it's the tornado.
What's a tornado?
I don't know. Somebody from Ohio can text us.
Those are like the toast, what are they called?
Tostitos?
Tostitos, yeah. Things.
Lorraine, somebody said pork rinds are low carb, better alternative to potato chips.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get past it.
Well, they're deep fried.
We'll
so
put this whole map up on kiss951.com so you can have a look at your state and the most purchased road trip item as you all hit the road this summer. Up next, though, we got to get to War of the Roses. Taylor wants to find out if Logan is cheating on him.
Well, see, Logan has a friend that's a female, and he says they're just friends. But one night, he took her home, and he went ghost on his phone for hours. Why are they cheating? We'll find out. It's coming up here in 5 minutes.
Tire Credit. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. 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 I'm ready.
Good, SpongeBob.
I'm ready, too, because you and Patrick Starr are headed to Tweetsie Railroad, July 13th through the 15th. Log on to Kiss951.com for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets.
Very cool. And you can join Kiss95.1 for Superhero Sunday this weekend, July 1st at the BB&T Ballpark for the Charlotte Knights game. Kids, you guys dress up as your favorite superhero, and you get to run the bases after the game. Details at kiss951.com.
Now it's your one.com.
Coming up next, why it's so tempting to go through your partner's phone and why you might not be wrong for doing so.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
In about 30 minutes from now, Rita Ora is going to bust through this door and face Loren in a round of Can't Beat Loren. Last night, Rita Ora, Madison Beers, and Kim Petras were all on rooftop 210 for the girls' night out party. And I understand there's already some talk back and forth between you and
yeah. So when Nicole and I went to meet and greet last night to say hello, she was already saying she's really good at trivia, like pop culture trivia.
Good.
Yeah.
That's why she's a worthy opponent at 7:35 this morning. Then she'll hang with us. We'll talk to her about a couple things. Obviously, her new album, working with Bebe Rexha and Cardi B, Charlie XCX. We'll get into all that coming up here in 30 minutes. But there's something that I got busted on when I met Amanda. I had passed out after a day of drinking. I'm not proud of it.
That's good. That's good, buddy.
It was a snow day in Memphis, uh-huh. And they didn't happen very often, just like Charlotte. And we had no kids. I wasn't married, so Amanda and I went and met up with some friends. We did day drinking. I passed out on the couch. When I woke up, Amanda was sitting in the chair just looking at me.
Oh, boy.
What'd
and she's
do?
Like, explain this, holding up my
Ooh.
iPhone.
Oh no, explain what? What'd you do?
It was a photo.
Amanda and I were dating and I was still talking to my ex who wasn't cool with the fact that I had moved on. So I called her like boo or something in one of my texts.
Mm.
I was like, I'm sorry, boo. Don't take it personally. Like, I still really, really liked you. I enjoyed the time we spent together. I was breaking up with her nicely. Like, you know, I'm not a good breaker upper. But Amanda didn't like the fact that
you called her boo
and I was still talking to her. And I was like, I love you, Amanda. I'm all in on you. Trust me. I'm just trying to end it with this one without any major drama happening.
Well, can I explain to you where you went wrong there? Because Dallas was really guilty of this when I started dating him, too.
Really?
And if you're nice to the person that you're breaking up with, they think the door is still open. So in you calling her boo, that leaves the door open for her in her mind. Maybe not in yours, but
you're sending mixed signals.
And that's when, do you remember I told you guys the story where somebody walked in on Dallas and I?
Oh, yeah.
It was the ex-girlfriend because he had broken up with her nicely and she thought she could win him back.
But alas, you were there.
I win.
Right.
So this article came out. And it says there's so many reasons why you want to look through your boo's stuff. In many cases, people do it because they've been hurt in the past and don't want it to happen again. So the other reason why it may be okay for you to look through your significant other's phone is if they're treating you funny or you think there's something fishy about it, or maybe you don't think you're getting a straight answer from your significant other when you're asking them. For the relationship's sake, it says you have the right to go through the phone, but the article also goes on to say you must tell your significant other after or ask for permission before.
I agree with that.
I don't.
Why?
I agree with the first part. I don't agree with the second part.
Oh, asking for permission?
No, telling them afterwards. Oh. Like, unless you found something that you want to confront them on, I don't know. It's just, I personally feel like it's a case of, unless you have an open thing and he goes through your phone and you go through his or vice versa. But I don't know. What he doesn't know can't hurt you.
Let's get some calls going on this at 704-570-9595. We want to hear from you guys. When did you look through your significant other's phone and what did you find?
You can watch the show on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. You can share your story there. Tweet at the MRL show. Text the studio, however you want to get to us. The thing is I have no desires to look through Sterling's phone. And I don't think I ever...
But if
unless
he gave you a reason...
And I think I'd be oblivious because he's been working late at work recently. And I still have...
Sterling's already cheating on Roy.
You know
I'm
what I mean? I have no reason to...
He's wearing different clothes when he comes home than when he goes out.
And I'm like, it's a tough day at the office, sweetie. Man, it's tough when you have to have wardrobe changes.
He goes to the gym, but I don't notice a major change in his physique.
I just think if you do it and then you say something, if there was something going on, they'll just cover their tracks even better the next time.
Do you go through your husband's phone?
He goes through my, and it's not like a we go through it kind of thing. It's like a, like, I'll go through his pictures sometimes to see, like, pictures of cash. And, okay. and if I see something up, I might hit his text messages and see what's going on in his life.
Speaking of text messages.
What?
But I don't mind if he does that to me because I'm not hiding anything.
Right.
But the second Dallas starts locking his phone
keeping
it away from me, you bet your sweet booty that I'm going through it.
Okay. Text message came in from area code 561 that says, I completely disagree with that article. I've been with my wife for 24 years. I don't even go through her purse. It's just a respect thing.
Purse is, I feel like, a little different.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to know what's in there.
let's bring in Amanda from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So, you know, have you ever looked through your ex's, your significant other's phone?
The only times I've ever looked through a significant other's phones are either when I was feeling insecure or I felt like there was something I was looking for.
Sure.
I mean, if I was feeling insecure or if I thought something was going on, yeah, I guess I would go through Sterling's phone, but I would tell him. I would.
I just think that starts a fight afterwards. If you didn't find anything, you didn't find anything.
Well, but I went through his phone for a reason,
uh-huh.
right? And we need to talk about why I felt the need to go through his phone.
I would just talk about the reason why he was making me feel like I needed to. I wouldn't necessarily say I went
say
through
you
your
went
phone.
Through
phone. Hey, Amanda, did you find anything when you looked through it?
I actually was going to say that. Loren, honestly, any time I've ever looked through it, I did. Actually, I was in a serious relationship. And after when I first met him, he, you know, got clean from an addiction. And then 6 months in, his best friend moved in with him and his sister moved out. And he started acting weird. Literally, one day he fell asleep on my couch. I looked through his phone and found 8 conversations with him begging people for what he was addicted to.
Oh, wow.
So that, no.
Yeah, I knew. I knew.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That's tough.
Thanks, Amanda. You know, the other thing about this, too, is it says you should either apologize after you look through the phone or ask for permission before you do it. And somebody sent in a text message that says if you ask for permission, they're going to say, hey, here, take my phone, clean it, and then give it back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, asking for permission gives them time to delete it. Yeah.
It's just like clear, like so openly deleting in front of them. Hold
clean
on a minute.
Cash and your,
why
cookies.
Are you staring at me? Hold on a minute.
No. I'm cleaning the phone so you can get it.
Do you know if there's a garbage can that I have to empty?
This screen is really dirty.
Anonymous and Hickory, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. So you went through your significant other's phone?
Yes. Actually, when we first started dating, he cheated on me, like, maybe, like, a month after we started dating.
Ooh.
And, I mean, we're doing great now.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
okay.
We have our issues, but I'm honest with him when I tell him, like, oh, I looked at your phone, and he's completely understanding as to why I do it. Just make sure there's nothing else going on.
Have you looked for a secret calculator?
A secret calculator?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, Loren, are you going to reveal what that is?
Well, it's a calculator that you can hide. And I'm not saying that he's cheating on you. I'm just saying there is a calculator app that you can hide photos, text messages, data, like other things, where if it just looks like a calculator, but if you go to the calculator and type in the right passcode, it will take you,
do you have that?
To all those other things. No, I do not.
There are so many dudes listening right now deleting that app. Good job, Loren.
Thanks, Anonymous. We'll continue the conversation, but we want to hear from you. When did you look through your significant other's phone, and what did you find? We'll take your calls.
The Main with Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So who do you guys think is the most Shazammed artist of 2018? Do we still use Shazam?
I do. Whenever I need to know what a song is, Cardi B.
You think it's Cardi B, huh?
Yep.
Not even on the top 10 list.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because everybody knows who Cardi B is.
That's true. Ed Sheeran, number one.
People don't know who he is?
They want to know what Perfect is.
Oh, the song.
Yeah.
Okay. Would have never guessed
Me
it.
Me neither.
Never guessed it.
You have the list?
I do. Some of the other artists that you guys will know is G-Eazy and Halsey with Him and I. Camila Cabello with Never Be the Same is also on there. Then there's, you know, Marshmello and some other artists that maybe you would need to Shazam.
I would need to, for sure.
So Bad Boys finally got a spinoff. It's been greenlit, and Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba will be starring in LA's Finest, which will air in 2019, but they're finally allowed to work on this. And it's something that Gabrielle Union kind of gave us the heads up on a while ago. So we knew that the project was in the works, but it's finally been signed off on.
Well, the main actors... Will Smith and Martin Lawrence?
Not part of it. But if you remember, Gabrielle Union was Martin Lawrence's sister in Bad Boys, so they're getting the spinoff.
Okay.
All right. One Republic just dropped a new single.
Really?
What?
No. Ooh, I thought
you didn't
it was a
like
good
Bad
movie.
Boys?
Didn't.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I know. I'm sorry. Not a popular statement. I'll leave now.
Definitely not a popular statement. Okay, so can you pull me up some audio?
I got it.
All right, One Republic just dropped a brand new single. It's called Connection, and this is just as they're set to open for Zac Brown Band.
I love 1R. Nice.
Cool.
They're really cool. I've met those guys a couple times. One Republic interviewed them.
Yes. So before we've talked about Meghan Markle and the things that she can and cannot do as a royal now, one of which being get fancy manicures. She has to have nude nails all of the time. But something else she's not allowed to do is eat garlic. Royals cannot consume garlic because it gives you bad breath.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Or they're vampires. One of the two. There's a reason why the queen hasn't passed.
It is not part of the royal diet. That is your dirty.
All right, Rita Ora going to be stepping through the doors here shortly to play Can't Beat Loren.
Hey, want to get dirty?
Brothers.com to find a store near you. Come in today and save. Legal and other restrictions apply. See store for rebate details.
You know, if I had to go shopping for a diamond, I'd be so overwhelmed. Primarily because of how ignorant I am. Like, Loren, I see the diamond on your hand, and it looks huge and it looks gorgeous. I don't know what that is. I don't know what type of cut that is. I don't know how much that is.
I can imagine that when
I'll
you're
answer,
going
big, expensive.
But I can imagine that when you're walking in to buy an engagement ring, it really is an intimidating moment in your life because you're not a diamond expert. But Diamonds Direct is the diamond expert, and that's why they hook you up with the knowledge you need to buy the perfect diamond for her.
My mom is such your typical northerner, and attention all northerners, being a Jersey guy, we know that we all got a guy in New York City. Got a guy in New York City. She's getting married? I got a guy. Make sure the groom goes there to get the diamond. Everybody that comes down here from New York is like, OMG, Diamonds Direct is our guy.
Right.
They got so much.
They really do.
At a great price.
And they're going to give you the knowledge you need to make a comfortable buying decision. Go see our friends at Diamonds Direct Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
When we go out to eat, we never...
Northbound through the uptown, southbound 77 a little slow as well. Traffic brought to you by Discount Tire. This Friday and Saturday, get up to $300 in prepaid MasterCards on select tire and wheel packages purchased with Discount Tire credit. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Nickelodeon SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr are headed to Tweetsie Railroad July 13th through the 15th. Log on to kiss951.com for your chance to win not one, not two, not three, but four tickets for your family.
Fantastic.
To see SpongeBob at Tweetsie Railroad up in beautiful Boone.
Celebrity Rita Ora is going to be dropping by the studio soon.
If you're in the car listening right now to this, Rita, and you're on your way, you have 3 minutes to play.
Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorraine.
Right here is when we normally play Can't Beat Lorraine.
But we are holding out, waiting for a celebrity to come play today. Rita Ora is going to drop by the studio. We're running a little bit behind, as expected. Rita got to come in looking good, right, Producer Nicole?
That's right.
And it was a late night.
Yeah. Last night was girls' night, so... And some people aren't accustomed to waking up early.
So instead of playing Can't Beat Loren, we are going to play Guess What Time Rita. We'll give you an opportunity to call in, and guess what time Rita is going to drop by the studio.
I'm sure she's in a car on the way.
Yeah, so so if we have to push it back a little bit, we'll push it back.
Okay.
You know, don't fear. Although it is really weird because unless you're out or we're running like a best of show, for the last 3 years, every day, Monday through Friday at this time, we're playing Can't Beat Loren.
Right.
And I don't know what to do here. You win, world. You win.
We always play a game. Now we don't know how to fill it. Oh, man. And it's so, but you know, there's a lot of people that can't wait. I think they call Rita Ora's fans Rita Bots. Is that right? Rita Bots?
That's what I read, yes.
Yeah, so we're getting like all these tweets. People are excited. They're just waiting.
Hashtag Rita Bot.
Yeah.
You can imagine the fun we had in the office, too, when we were prepping for the Rita Ora segment. We were like, Rita tweets.
Yes.
Oh, read a book.
Rita my aura.
I'm sure she's never heard that before.
That was a good one.
Rita my aura.
Hey, can you read a my aura?
Okay.
And Nicole is so not amused with us.
What? What?
Wait, hey.
She left.
Oh, okay.
She's gone. This is soundproof for
them. They're still on their way. I just got a text message.
Okay.
Oh,
so they're good. You know what I think it is?
What?
I definitely think that Rita's preparing.
Oh, well, you know, she did a show just last night. She needs some sleep.
But I think she's going through, like, maybe TMZ, KS95.1.com, looking at, you know.
Checking up on our pop culture.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Rita, and this is to anyone who loves to play Can't Beat Loren, just listen to our dirties in the morning. Try to get the 6:30 and the 7:30 dirty because, at least four of the questions are from there. And then we typically throw in, like, we'll spike in one hard one.
Loren's first story in the 7:30 dirty might be that Justin Bieber was spotted with Haley Baldwin. Then at 7:38, we might say, who was Justin Bieber spotted with?
You know what I mean? Yeah, all you have to do is
less
just
than a 10-minute gap.
Right, just listen to the dirties, and you can win. So we'll have Rita Ora stopping by for Can't Beat Loren. She is on the way to the studio. We'll get to that very soon. Here's Post Malone now and Kiss.
I'll stop by 77 North Exit 36 or visit MooresvilleFord.com.
Plus tax, thanks, and 690 URAM and fee on proof credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 6/30/18.
Well, Loren, Rita Ora is in the studio, and if you were going to have her over to your house today, there's one thing that you wouldn't be embarrassed about.
My rugs.
Right?
Exactly.
Your carpets.
Yes, because I trust your rugs. Well, I have rugs downstairs. My carpets are upstairs.
Yeah.
But I do trust them to clean not only my rugs, but my upholstery and my carpets.
Yes, that's right. And you and everybody else, Rita Ora, you're going to freak out when we tell you that they use something called empowered water. Hi, Rita.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm so fine. What is empowered water? Does that give you, like, intelligence? Oh,
thank you for asking. It is their secret chemical that only Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Company knows about. We can't share it. They haven't even told us.
No way.
But it is safe for your kids and pets.
Okay, that's important because I have to look after my doggies. So.
That's right. And after they're done with your carpet, you can walk on it within a few hours. It's not like 24 hours stay off the carpets.
Can you drink this?
No, I wouldn't drink the empowered stuff.
I wouldn't go that far.
Because, you know, you always want to get a higher dose of intelligence if that's in the water. You've got to see what's in the water.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Next time you come in, I'll see if Zero Res can't whip us up a shake.
But we do want you to call Zero Res for their Kiss Summer Special. It's three rooms for just $119, 704-509-4488, or online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Duncan.
It's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
We are honored because the one, the only, Rita Ora joins us right here in the studio. Welcome.
And Rita is going to be playing Can't Beat Loren today.
I'm actually getting a bit nervous now because you are really good at this, I've heard, so I don't really know how I'm going to take this, but we'll do it. We'll do it.
Well, it's her life. You know, she eats, drinks, and breathes celebrity gossip, so... let's play Rita.
I hope it's got nothing to do with me. Fingers crossed.
I was going to say, she is in the line.
All the questions are about you. Ooh. It should be pretty easy. All right. Can't Beat Loren. In order to play, you've got to throw her out of the studio, Rita. So say, Loren, get out.
Okay. Like physically?
Yep.
Come on. Loren, get out.
All right. I'm going.
Okay. All right.
Now, we are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you'll see that she's out of the studio where she cannot hear the questions.
It's not a lie. She is out.
She is out.
Yeah.
Rita, she only has 12 wins.
Okay, that's a lot.
Well, she got the 35 at one point straight. Now, if you win, you get a $100 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Can you take that to London?
No, but I'll use it right now in one day.
Perfect. Here we go. Question number one. Having some fun with Can't Beat Loren and Rita Ora. Bachelor in Paradise Season 5 was just cast, okay? What original ABC dating show is that a spinoff of?
I've already lost this. Bachelorette.
You're good.
Question number two. You're happy belated birthday to Ariana Grande. She turned 25 yesterday. She's currently engaged to...
that Pete guy.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I don't know his surname. Pete something.
Good.
Yeah, I'll take
question
that.
Question three. Kit Harington, a fellow Brit, Kit Harington, and Rose Leslie got married over the weekend in Scotland. The two star on what show together?
I don't know.
With the dragons.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Question four. Paul McCartney caused James Corden to tear it up.
Cry.
What?
I thought you said, what did he cause him to do? Sorry, I watched it.
Okay, no, that's okay. What's James Corden's famous bit that he does with singers in the car?
Carpool karaoke.
Question five. T-Swift bought out a special guest and former One Direction member on Friday night.
Niall Horan.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Wow, look at you.
Look at you.
It's going to be a tough battle. Rita got them all correct. Woo, I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, Rita, don't say anything.
Do I need to get out?
No, stay here and laugh.
You already answered.
Okay.
Question number one. Bachelor in Paradise season 5 was cast, and it's the original dating show. What's the original dating show that's a spinoff of?
The Bachelor.
Question two. Happy belated birthday to Ariana Grande. She turned 25 yesterday. Who is she currently engaged to?
Pete Davidson.
Kit Harington and Rose Leslie got married over the weekend in Scotland. The two star in what HBO show?
Game of Thrones.
Question four. Paul McCartney caused James Corden to tear up while appearing in what popular segment on The Late Late Show?
Carpool karaoke.
Question five. Taylor Swift brought out what special guest and former member of One Direction on Friday night during her London stop on the Reputation tour?
Niall.
Lauren, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Oh, that's good.
All right, Rita.
Okay.
You got it.
We only helped her on one, too, by the way.
Yeah, which one? I know.
But she knew game. We had to help her, get through it.
To be honest, I know I'm probably the only 1% of people in the world that I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Roy hasn't either.
Don't feel bad. And no desire to, by the way.
I was on a show once with Chelsea Handler. She had, a guest from Game of Thrones, and I had no idea who he was.
So? You were so?
And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, damn, I don't know. Everybody was like, you're crazy.
I know. And the people that love it, I just went to brunch last weekend and the whole group loved. It's like they make you feel guilty about not watching.
Yeah. I will do it once. I'll just do it one quick, all the seasons.
There's too much to catch up on.
So, you are busy going across the pond, as we like to say, back and forth in the studio, doing acting, doing live shows. How do you keep up with everything? What's going on?
I have no social life. I've got no friends. No, I'm joking. No,
so sad.
No, I'm never one place. You got to sacrifice some things. I love working. I'm really addicted to work. And I don't know. I've just stayed focused for a long time, and I know it's not an easy grind, and I just have been hustling ever since. I've just always been had that work ethic in my blood. My parents are exactly the same, so I just love to just be busy.
Are they musicians?
No, they wish they were. My mom thinks she is, but she can be in her head, but they love music. My dad collects vinyls, and so I've been around music my whole life. Yeah,
so you obviously love performing.
I love it.
You've also done some acting, too. We've just seen you in all of the 50 Shades of Grey movies.
Yes.
What do you like? Is there one that you prefer over the other?
You know what? I always have been in my head a singer. I've always wanted to be a musician and do music, and it's actually what's kept me, alive. But all these opportunities with films have really opened my eyes to experimenting and just really reaching out to different audiences, and it's so powerful to be able to do films. So if I'm able to do that too, I'd love to do it both. I love them separately, but it's like going out with your husband and then cheating on him with your boyfriend.
That's really fun.
I got that. Whoa. I'm putting that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
So no need to watch Game of Thrones. We'll just get you acting in it. Let's get her role.
Ed Sheeran made an appearance. Yeah.
I know. That was fun. I saw that for 5 seconds.
That's your best friend, right? He's your BFF?
He wrote my song, Your Song, with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the writer on that.
So how does that work? Does he write it and give it to you, or do you say, hey, I got this idea in my head, I just need help?
No, we were friends for ages, and he actually had these. He writes all the time, even on the road, and writes in his sleep. And so he, no, really, it's the easiest song I've ever, he just writes like that. And so he just sent me this demo of just him on a guitar, and I just was like, look, it's time we work together. And Your Song, which is my song, became our song.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've never had any sentence that just came to my mind. You know what I mean? How do they get the lyrics? I never think of anything poetic.
Writing a song. It doesn't have to be poetic. It just has to be real and truthful and be a feeling,
That's true.
But sometimes you have an idea in your head, and I can imagine you put it down on paper and you come up with the chords or whatever, and then you're like, oh, it's just not, I'll come back to that.
Yeah, sometimes you're just like, yeah, it's not working. One day you love it, the next day you're like, what was I doing?
It's like our show. We talk about something, and I'm like, wow, that sounded great. I go back and listen to it on the podcast. I was like, all right. Well, that was a 5-minute waste of time.
No, in the moment you love things, so it's kind of the song came out great, so I'm really happy about that.
Rita Ora with the MRL show last night, playing Rooftop 210,
yeah,
Girls
so
Night
fun.
Out with Madison Beer. And, of course, Kim,
yes,
Kim Petras is going to come by later on
it
today.
It was so fun. Like, the crowd was buzzing. It was, and it was like the rain was falling. No one cared. It was cool.
Was this your first time to Charlotte?
Yes, it was.
You know, we are called the Queen City.
It's so major. I saw some incredible queens in the crowd looking fabulous with their makeup and their hair. And I was like, how are you so intact? And it's like raining and I'm sweating and I'm like falling apart and melting away. And they're like, girl, keep it together.
Love it.
In our research with you, Rita, seeing what else you have coming up, what's going on in your world, we came across something called Airplane Diaries.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And we were talking about this yesterday because a passenger went crazy on a plane.
Really?
Yes.
Is it that kind of a diary, or is it how you feel when you're flying around doing all these different...
Well, this is the thing. I've been traveling, like, I've been doing this since I was, like, 20. Well, actually getting booked for stuff since I was 20. So I've been grinding for a minute, and I've been on planes a lot, so I would just write things, and I would write about people. I'd even write about, like, I don't know, celebrities that I might have seen on the planes and things like that. And I started to make it less sentimental because I thought nobody's really going to want to care about my feelings really that much. So maybe I'll start talking about what's happening actually on the plane. So I talk about everything from like the air hostesses to like people getting wasted, to like people kissing, to like some guy like snoring next to me, to like a kid kicking my chair, like everything.
That's so cool. I'm on the most boring flights. I never have anything interesting happen to me. You know, one time the flight attendant gave me an extra cookie. The little, you know what
oh,
I mean? The cookies.
Is it the cookies I just made? Oh, they're delicious.
That's the best thing that's ever happened to me on a flight.
It's not a bad thing, though.
No, not at all.
Better than getting your seat kicked.
Yeah, but not everything happens. Sometimes I, like, write songs on there. It's nice. You know what? It's really nice because you meet, you know, random people on planes. You just never know what to expect.
I mean,
it's like strangers in one little area.
Do you have a crazy airplane story? Like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
I've had a few, to be honest. I remember, like, one time I went on a plane and... it was the first time I was like in business class or something, and I sat down and I had no idea that, like, you know, they give you towels to like clean your hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this for? And I started like wiping my seat and like wiping the table like a crazy OCD person. And I'm not even that bad. I just thought that's what they were for.
Yeah.
And the air hostess was like, that's all you do. You basically just wipe your hands. I was like, all right.
Well, now can I have another one? Because this one's dirty.
It's like that time you go to a posh restaurant and they give you like a little bowl to like clean your hands, and I drank that bowl.
Yeah. So do you ever like, because sometimes, you know, we're in radio, and whenever you tell someone who's not in the business with us that you're in radio, you know, their questions are like, you know, who are the cool people you meet? How do you come up when you talk about it? So usually the same question. So sometimes if someone asks me, I lie.
Okay.
Do you ever, like, if you're sitting next to someone on the plane and they could vibe that you are an artist because you have the look, maybe you're working on some lyrics.
I do wear crazy clothes. It's very hard.
Do you ever come up with an ulterior,
personality
or
character?
No, I always just say, you know, I do music. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. And then they go like, what kind of music? And then I'm like, you know, I just in a band. I just like make things up.
Give me your phone. She downloads the entire Rita Ora's album on your phone. Because you're in the sales business, so it only helps you to say who you are and what you're doing.
But what's cool is that like I ventured out, like I do clothes stuff and stuff too, like I design clothes and things like that. So some people actually like know me for that too. So it was really interesting to kind of like see what people know me as. And I did TV shows like Boy Band and things like that.
Right.
So it's really funny. And America's Next Top Model. So like people come at me from different angles, which is why I love doing like all types of entertainment.
That's why she can't watch Game of Thrones. You hear that schedule?
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I got like a lot of like the older audience from the 50 Shades movie. So that was really cool. Like I would get like 60-year-old women
love
being
that.
Like, oh my God.
Did you read the 50 Shades script? And like, what was your first impression of that? Like, I have to do it, or like, whoa, this is.
Well, I read the books. I mean, I was a fan of the books before I knew the film was even going on. So I kind of like knew what was going down. And my character wasn't really the scene of being really kind of over sexual. I was the little sister, so I didn't have to do anything crazy. But Dakota, who was in the movie, she's such a soldier. She really did a great job.
Rita Ora in the studio with the MRL show. We're gonna let her get out of here. I'm sure she's got to catch a flight.
No, I'm going actually to. I'm not gonna tell you. But I have to go to another radio station.
Oh, what?
Let's not talk about that.
Hey, you know what?
But it's not your competitor because there's only one of you guys.
That's true.
I'm driving 5 hours away or something.
You came here first. It's all right.
Exactly.
The new single "Girls" is out. Love that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you for playing it. That's my new single, Girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
It's about like what we said yesterday, Girls Night Out. It's about where I was last night. And it was really just about having fun. And it's all about being proud and confident. And it's the perfect month to put it out. And happy Gay Pride Month, everybody. And yeah.
So important.
Thank you.
BB Rexha, Charlie XCX, Cardi B. Did you know Cardi was married at the time?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. No.
Look at me. Are you lying?
I swear.
Because we were all shocked.
No, yeah. I swear I didn't know. Okay. Honestly.
We were all shocked. I can tell you're not lying.
There was a
I knew she was pregnant because she was pregnant. Right. Yeah. That was the only thing I knew.
By the way, she came to Charlotte and she was performing and she was wearing this long robe. And I'm like, what are you hiding?
I've been calling it for months.
I know.
As soon as she started to wear the baggy stuff, I was like, mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Then we're going to let Rita get out of here. Here's a little bit of Girls. We learned a lot of how to do it like we do it like we want to. I'm open-minded, I'm 50-50 and I'm never gonna hide it. You should know, you should know. Do you write your part? Does everybody write their own part?
Yeah, well, actually the song was written and then I asked the girls to join me.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it was kind of easy and they were all down for it and I've known them for ages. BB's one of my newest friends, but I feel like I've known her for ages.
Yeah, she's very cool.
Yeah, she is. And Charlie, I've known for a long time. We've worked together a lot. And Cardi was actually the first one to jump on it. Before all the other girls, yeah.
Well, we love it. We're going to keep playing it.
Thank you. Please do, yeah.
We will, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. And so who won the game, by the way?
It was a tie.
Good question. It's an ongoing thing between the listeners and us where they think that a tie should go to the person playing against Loren.
It's not our rules, though.
Our attorneys say the tie has to stay with Loren.
Well, let me talk to my lawyer, and I'll get back to you.
Rita Ora, everybody. Thanks for playing last night,
and thanks
for dropping in. We appreciate it.
You guys are awesome. Have a good day.
All right. Everybody check out Girls and a new movie, I'm sure, coming up, or a TV appearance not too far away.
Yeah, not too far away. Keep your eyes open.
All right. There you go. The Manny from 5-1. Wow, how cool is Rita Ora? I love that. You know, sometimes you get artists that come through here and they're tired from the night before and you just don't know what you're going to get. And that's the truth.
No, she's really down to earth. And you could tell last night she was really into her fans, too. Like, she's just a good person all around.
Rita Bots.
Yeah.
And what's Camila Cabello call her?
Camila Cabello?
Yeah, she calls them something.
Oh, she calls them the Camellia. Camellas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Camellers?
Yeah, it's something funny. Yeah, so she sounded great last night, huh, Loren? I wish I could have made it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Everyone sounded really good last night, and the crowd was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she had such a bubbly personality. Like, I just want her to talk. Just keep talking to her.
And we've met a lot of people, but there's artists that walk in that are here to, like, really perform, and then there's artists that are super genuine, and she's both.
Right.
Camelizers,
that's what it is.
It's Camila Cabello's fans. We need to have a name for our fan sites.
The
one that we have, that Facebook fan group that we have.
The MRL Merles.
Merles.
The Merles.
Merlers. The MRL. I don't know. How come?
I feel like they should come up with their name.
You do?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think we've ever talked about that. So we're on Facebook Live. You can go to Kiss 95.1 if you ever want to just watch the show. And the people in the chat with us, it's like, you know, 80, 100 some people that check in daily, thousands throughout the morning. But there's like this core of 80, 100 people that's created this like fan page.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're really nice people.
And the fan page, the name is kind of, it's just long.
Title.
It's like fans of the MRL show live fan page.
This morning. It's really long.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, we need to come up with a name. MRL Nation, MRL Squad.
Yeah.
MRLs.
MRLs. MRLs.
I kind of like where you're going with the Merle thing.
My friend in Detroit calls his audience the most dangerous audience in the world. And he has for years.
Sounds scary.
Yeah.
That does sound scary.
He's like, let's ask the most dangerous audience in the world.
Right.
How did he come up with that?
Don't know. It's been that way since like 2000.
There's Is it like a bunch of inmates? Like,
right.
Yeah.
And then there's one show that calls their fans P1s. People are still trying to figure that one out.
No one wants to be P1'd.
Yeah. Mm. We'll come up with a cool name and get back to you.
Yeah. But maybe you have one. You can share it with us.
But we did love having Rita Ora in the studio. Thank you so much Rita, if you're listening on your way to the next radio station.
Area code 828 texted and said MRLEs.
MRLEs?
Yeah. MRLEs.
Hmm.
You don't have to say yes or no now. Just okay. Sit on it. I mean, we don't have to have an answer right now, Roy.
Okay.
All right.
We'll come up with something.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
So there's something that you can't do as a royal, and it's something that we all do on a daily basis that Meghan Markle is going to have to adjust to.
Whoa.
I'll tell you what it is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Roy's over there laughing because we posted a picture of me and the show with Rita Ora. And what's so funny? You we'll send people to at the MRL show to look at it.
Yeah.
You look like Hugo the Hornet.
Manny's got a striped shirt on that's like a teal, and it's blue, but it kind of looks purple in the photo, so he does look a little Hugo-y.
Go look at the picture at the MRL show.
I don't know what Hugo looks like on the top of my mind, but I just Googled it, and it's...
By the way, Matt said...
should we do a side-by-side who wore better?
That's fine. We can do that. But listen to this. Matt said, enjoyable interview with Rita Ora. Great job, guys.
Yeah, she was great.
Thank you. Yeah, we try.
All right. So, in celebrity gossip, of course, we've been talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson for a hot minute. But did you guys know, Roy, I know you're a big fan of Queer Eye.
Yes,
and,
big fan.
Is it... Tan,
yep.
Is going to be helping Pete with his wedding wardrobe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's helped him before on SNL.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now it's kind of, you know, an extension of that, and he asked him to help dress him for his wedding day. Oh,
and let me tell you, Tan evidently has just discovered the French tuck, and it's like every episode he's pushing this French tuck agenda. I'm like, come on.
You took my joke. I was going to say... $10 says there's a French tuck in the tux.
No, you can't French tuck a
but Tan
tux.
Will make it work.
He'll find a way.
Tan will make it work.
I'll have to step in.
All he does is French tucks, which, by the way, I've never seen anyone wear a French tuck ever.
Nicole tried it the other morning.
I'm French tucked today.
Okay, well, men. I'm talking about men.
Nicole tried the French tuck because she came in here all complaining about it.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
All right. So Ariana Grande, speaking of her, she also this week told us that she was going to give us a little gift, even though it was her 25th birthday. And she did come through on that. She gave us a snippet of a new song called Raindrops.
Raindrops fell down from the sky the day you left me, an angel cried. Oh, she cried.
I love her voice. Gosh, is Ariana so talented.
She really is.
And I love her even more that she's dating Pete Davidson for his personality.
You're still laughing over the Hugo thing. We have to move on.
Did you post a side-by-side yet at the
MRL
show?
No, but he's pulling pictures to do the side-by-side, which is why he's laughing. Mm-hmm. All right, so Meghan Markle, now that she is a duchess, she will have to abide by some certain royal rules. And we already know that she cannot get any fun, fancy manicures anymore. That has to be, you know, nude nails. But she also is not allowed to eat garlic. She has to cut it out of her diet completely because royals cannot have bad breath.
I'm okay with that.
I love garlic. I mean, I'm Italian, but I don't think I could live without garlic in my diet.
I'm okay with that.
I am too, JT.
And Lindsay Lohan says that her party girl days are dead, so everyone needs to just forget them. She is now a beach club owner in Greece. And
a workaholic, a shopaholic, and according to the state of California, an alcoholic.
She said her past is in her past, so let's just move on. She also has two new films that she's working on and developing some other ideas as well.
All right. What is trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Lauren like?
So if you're traveling this summer, I have friends call me all the time because I'm the resident traveler on the show. And they ask me, hey, where can I get a converter and an adapter if I'm going to another country? Well, I found the perfect one, and it's all in one, and it's got... the UK on it, Australia, the US, Europe, anywhere you're going, all you have to do is flick a little switch and the proper plug-in will come out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so now you don't have to worry about, well, I have the adapter, but I don't have the converter.
This is kind of a selfish what Lauren likes. I guess they all kind of are.
I already have one, though.
Because you travel international so much.
Yeah, but this is something that I really do like.
So Roy would need that when he goes
perfect.
To Greece.
Meanwhile, Dave and Hickory is like, well, I'm going to Myrtle. I hope my...
well, there's a U.S. plug for that.
I hope that one's fine.
They got a D.C. plug down there in Myrtle.
That's your dirty.
All right. Find that and what other things that Loren likes. It's really cool, especially all the summer stuff up at kiss951.com. Up next, there's a list, and I think we need to add to it because I don't think it's complete. It's a list of things that you need to disclose to someone by the third date. Think about that. We'll talk about it in 8 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier?
More than a great deal on all new Hyundai vehicles. Whether it's on a Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, Santa Fe Sport, or the first ever Kona, see your Hyundai dealer today.
Log on to kiss951.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Leah Michael Michelle. There it is. I've already messed up.
Leah and Michelle. By the way, behind the scenes, Roy goes, I got this.
I did. I had it in my head. I knew what I was going to say and everything.
I love it.
Leah Michelle and Darren Criss at Ovens Auditorium July 1st. Don't pull this one. This is a bad representation of our talents.
lack of talents that we have. That's awesome. All right, we're going to talk about the things that you need to disclose by the third date when you're dating someone. Coming up in 3 minutes. So you're dating someone, you got past the first date, moving on to the second date, you still get the cobwebs out, but now the third date, Loren, takes a little different vibe, doesn't it, if you've been out with somebody for 3 times?
It does. You're getting to know each other a little bit better, but you're still on your best behavior.
And so these are the things you have to reveal by the third date?
According to a relationship expert, she says these are the things that you should know and reveal by the third date, Roy. Yes.
I have some questions.
Okay.
Have you moved furniture by the third date?
I mean, I have usually. I'm joking. I don't know. Why? Okay. What?
Does that matter?
Well, it depends. I think that if you have a small member, you have to reveal it.
You do?
I do.
Yes. I don't know how you do that because I've actually been put in that position before and it wasn't revealed.
I don't think it should be a surprise.
What's going on here? I'm shocked at the behavior of you two. You think that needs to be revealed?
I don't
you
know
think
how.
The person that has that has to reveal it?
I don't know
I don't
how
know
to
how
do
you
it.
Would do it. That's embarrassing.
I don't know on the list, bro.
Okay.
Is that something that comes up in the gay community?
No, I mean, I've never encountered it, but okay. I'm just saying, like, I would want to know before.
You would?
To avoid anything awkward happening.
It's awkward. Trust me. It's awkward.
Yeah.
So by bringing it up on the third date, it's going to be less awkward?
No.
No, you got a point. That's just as awkward. I don't know how you approach it.
That's what I
think
mean.
We take that off the list.
Okay. I mean, that's I would want a warning shot.
What?
I don't want to know.
A
yeah, before we...
We do nonchalantly be like, yeah, my ex wasn't thrilled with certain things that I have.
I don't know.
But I don't
but
know
you gotta
how you
follow
do it,
it up. You
got,
but I know how to do I know what I'm doing. You know, you gotta
fire back with that. But don't worry.
But don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
You so don't say that and so don't bring that up. Not only is it not on this list, it's not even on like the next 10 dates.
Okay. I could just see it as a shocking surprise. That's all.
All right. These are the things, according to the relationship expert, you need to disclose. You want to yell out a couple that you think?
No, I don't.
I'm talking to Loren.
Okay.
Yeah, you that clearly quiet. Didn't go well.
What should you know about each other on the third date?
I think if you have children.
Good. That's number one.
If you've ever been married before.
Oh, that's
yep,
a good
that's
one.
Number two.
If
I clearly should have went down that
path. What you've done, what you do for a living. Not on the list?
Nope.
Okay.
Health issues is next. That's kind of hard. Mm. They want you to reveal that on the third date.
Well, maybe that's a health issue Roy brought up. I don't know.
It's not a health issue.
Cosmetic.
It's an issue. I'll tell you that. I mean, what? It could be an issue. It could be. It depends
is there
on
something
how
you want to reveal?
No. I'm just
I feel
saying.
Like you're just knocking on the door.
No. Who was I just with who was just talking to me? Oh, I can't. I was
Rita
just,
Ora?
No. We were just, Loren and I was just at a lunch with someone else, and it was brought up because it was a surprise, and I was like, well, they should reveal that before things. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's.
Don't worry about it.
I don't think it matters for women.
Oh, it matters. Is there something you want to reveal?
No, I don't think.
You seem very much on the defense here.
Yeah. Are we just passing this around the room? Here, you have it.
What? No. This is going off the rails. So Kim Petras is going to be in the studio.
Hey, we'll ask her. No. It doesn't matter.
So you think that, let's just say, for unfortunate events, you have what you have.
This.
No, I understand. You just think like you just go with it.
What are you going to do?
I guess you got a point. There's nothing you can do.
Okay. Nicole can't even comment because she's not even familiar with this territory.
So Kim Petras has stopped by the studio. I just got word from Nicole that she's going to be stopping by the studio in 10 minutes. Which is great because she's probably listening to this awful conversation.
We just got where Kim Petras has driven away.
She's changing her mind.
I don't know.
All right,
why.
Listen,
I'm
come
sorry.
On. Okay. This is
I got
important.
Three of them. I don't know what you
want
me to do.
You got three of them. You got three of them. You need to reveal your real age by the third date.
You need to reveal if you're a smoker, I bet.
Oh, I can smell that on the first.
That's not on the list. I wonder if that needs to be a first date conversation.
Yeah.
But we want you guys to fill in the blanks, please. Clearly, we're not A, mature enough, and B, even close to the right answers here on what else should be on the list. Because that's only five things that she gave us. There needs to be a lot more.
You're right. 704-570-9595, or you can tweet at the MRL show.
What is it that you should reveal to someone you're dating by the third date?
Now it's your turn.
This, and it's my first time ever being on the radio, having, you know, a big single, and yeah, it's been hundreds and hundreds of songs to get to that point. So it just feels like amazing. And yeah, songwriting is like my big passion. I get up in the morning and think about song titles and do so many voice memos. It's just like always on my brain writing new songs. And yeah.
What's in your head right now? I always love asking artists like
food.
What?
Yeah.
No. I love that. That's good.
Awesome song about skating.
Musically, do you have a lyric in your head right now or a beat or something that like...
Well, I'm really, you know, I'm still like on the nostalgia tip right now. I love nostalgia. I love like John Hughes movies.
Nice.
You know, writing stuff about that. I'm always like, I love heartbreak songs.
Don't you forget about me.
Yeah.
What's next for you at this point? Like, where are we going to see you next? Are you working on more music? Are we going to see you in film or TV? What's your passion outside of what you're doing right now?
Yes. I mean, I'm writing so many new songs. Like, I'm always just in the studio writing, but I'm going on the Bloom tour with Troye Sivan in September. So that's going to be super exciting. And my first like real tour ever. I have an album ready. I don't know when we're going to drop it, but I definitely can't wait to drop it. Yeah, more singles coming. I'm just like dropping singles all the time and, just hustling and, having so much fun doing it. Yeah.
Can we go back on something real quick? Then we'll let you get out of the studio, but I think it's really important. And it's interesting to me because you said you started writing at 12 years old.
Yeah.
You've also...
I really sucked also at 12 years old. Like, the songs were so bad. They were just, like, about, like, my crush in school didn't like me. And, yeah.
But...
Really dramatic.
At the same time, were you going through your transgender change?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
totally.
A lot. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're trying to cultivate your career. And then at the same time, you're doing that and... Do a lot of people know about that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah,
I think,
for sure.
I really want to get the transgender issue out there because I think we do a great job of talking about lesbian and gays and we're there now, bisexual. But
yeah.
I'm not so sure if we all feel the same and get the same response about the transgender community.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important to talk about it. I think there's, you know, so much more talk about it than there used to be, which is really great. It's tough being transgender, especially as a kid. I knew, like, since I was, like, basically born, I was always just, like, behaving as a girl. And then at, like, 5, 6, I, you know, told my parents, I was like, I want to live as a girl. And I was really, really sad. And, it's just a really, like, sad thing because you just, like, can't identify with your body and just, like, hate yourself all the time. Yeah. So that was tough. And then we like went to doctors and they were like, your kid is crazy. Like, just like shave kid's hair off and let it go to school as a boy. And like, that didn't change things, you know, like wearing boy clothes. Yeah. But eventually, you know, I found like doctors who would, you know, treat me really early, and I started like transitioning at 12 and was like done with the whole thing at like 16. So it was really like my teen years. But yeah, I think I had a pretty, you know, normal childhood and teenage like life still. And yeah, and I was always, you know, kind of a loner. I was always just like at home writing songs anyways. So I definitely got bullied for it in school. Like people thought it was weird. I was doing documentaries about it because I always felt very, very lucky to have supportive parents. And my parents were like, okay, you need to help other kids that are that don't have supportive parents. Because the suicide rate is super, super high. And most kids like kill themselves before they ever get to transition. Because their parents won't support them, and their parents, you know, will tell them, or, you know, they'll be homeless and their parents will kick them out. So it's like definitely a thing where, like, I think mostly educating parents is really important, you know, and this is what you can do if you have a transgender kid.
Wow. A lot of kids looking up to you, and we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for letting me share it.
Everybody go check out the new single, Heart to Break. Kim Petras, of course, you can find her on Instagram, Twitter. Are you still doing Snap?
Yeah, I'm doing...
You're still woke
to
that?
They have the best filters, for
sure. They do. Like, I can't figure it out. It makes me sound old, but like Instagram is so much easier for me to handle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Instagram now has like all the features that Snapchat has. Yeah,
they just took it.
But I haven't seen the dog thing.
No, the dog thing's on Insta.
The dog's on Insta.
The dog is on Insta.
It's not as good as the Snapchat.
Okay, I was about to say.
Snapchat wins on the filters. Yeah,
Kim Petras.
I always like do snaps and then I post them on Insta.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for playing last night too. An amazing show, Girls Night Out at Rooftop 210. Rita Ora just dropped by a little while ago.
Yeah, it was lit.
Madison Beer.
Yeah, they're so sweet. Both of them are just like super sweeties. So I had so much fun, and thank you guys so much for having me.
There you go, Kim Petras, everyone. Thank you so much. WNKS.